AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with an 84-year-old white man in Kansas City, Missouri, who's been charged with assault in the first degree and armed criminal action for allegedly shooting a black teenager who rang his doorbell by mistake. Clay County prosecutor Zach Thompson.
I can tell you there was a racial component to the case.
More from CBS's Matt Piper.
Shortly before prosecutors announced charges against Andrew Lester, attorneys Ben Crump and Lee Merritt say the family of Ralph Yarl got a call from President Biden. They say he offered the family of the 16-year-old his prayers for Ralph's health and for justice. The attorneys say in their statement, our children should feel safe, not as though they are being hunted.
The wounded teenager is back home recovering. A homeowner in upstate New York's been charged with second-degree murder for firing at a car full of young people who'd turned into the wrong driveway. A 20-year-old riding inside was killed. This woman in Hebron weighs in.
It never occurred to me that it would cost me my life to take a wrong turn up someone's driveway. He just didn't give these kids a chance at all.
Officials say they've been looking for a friend's home. A grand jury in Ohio has voted not to charge 8 police officers in the shooting death of a 25-year-old black driver named Jayland Walker. He ran away during an attempted traffic stop and a car chase in Akron. The Walker's attorney, Bobby DiCello.
The family of Jayland Walker's hearts have been destroyed. His body has been destroyed. And our faith in this community, its leadership has been destroyed.
Officers fired 94 shots and hit Walker 46 times. He was unarmed, but a gun was found inside his car. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich stood inside a glass cage in a courtroom in Moscow today to appeal his detention on spying charges. He could face up to 20 years if he's convicted. Russia's president made a surprise visit to occupied Ukraine. Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
His dark suit and tie contrasting with the military fatigues around him. Vladimir Putin is seen visiting Russian command posts in the southern Kherson and Luhansk regions. He asks for status reports on Kherson and Zaporizhia and presents the men with icons based on those used by Russian forces in the 19th century.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says all American diplomats are okay after their convoy came under fire in Sudan.
This action was reckless. It was irresponsible. And, of course, unsafe.
The UN Human Rights Office says at least 185 people have been killed, more than 1,800 injured, in 4 days of clashes between the Sudanese army and a powerful rival battling for control of the country. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local
The Shah 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Congressman Tom Tiffany is looking like a potential candidate for U.S. Senate. He bought two website names, ThomasTiffanyForSenate.com and TomTiffanyForSenate.com. Tiffany says he's weighing his options. Tiffany is in his second term in the U.S. House. Baldwin announced a re-election bid last week. So far, there are no declared Republican challengers. The leaders of Wisconsin's two-year branch campuses are being told to look at ways to make them financially stable. UW System President Jay Rothman says everything is on the table. That includes adding bachelor's degrees or continuing education programs. The audits are part of Rothman's wider strategic plan for the system. In sports, the Brewers beat Seattle last night 7-3. Colin Rhea starts for Milwaukee tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shah 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at W.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
like
solid. Right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing okay. The sun's shining, so that's better than yesterday.
Yeah, it's going to be incrementally getting better. You know, there's only one way to go from 30 degrees yesterday, and that's up. And not that 30 degrees is bad, but, you know, in April, the middle of April is what we're talking about. And across the state, man, many places got 8-10 inches of snow, man. Can you imagine that, Calvin?
I can't. That would very much upset me if we got that down here.
Yeah, man. People got 8 to 10 inches of snow. And even in those northern towns that got all of that snow, they were also in the 80s the other day. So, I mean, imagine they went from the 80s just like we did to 8 to 10 inches of snow. Man, I would have to I'm just glad I am where I am, right? You know, you even think about, man, here's something that I wanted to get into quickly. Because let me say this. So I'm going to ask the question this morning of the listening audience, and because we're going to spend a lot of time in the beginning of the show. Man, this is not going away, man. People have gone absolutely insane with guns, and it is getting worse and worse. Calvin, have you kind of looked at some of the craziness with the shootings?
I mean, it's hard not to see it on the news and hear it on the radio.
Man, it's everywhere. It's getting worse. And then we've got this battle where Republicans don't want to address it at all. We don't even want to talk about it. And I don't care, man. There's going to be a time when it comes to your and my doorstep. Because it's just getting unimaginable, unacceptable. So, I mean, you know, I'm going to ask a question. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Beginning today, every day, I'm going to ask the question of the audience. And so this one is it time? You know, is it time that we stop and people stop hiding behind the Second Amendment and mischaracterizing what the Second Amendment stands for? That's a big question. You know, nobody's saying take away people's rights to own guns. But we've got to come to a point as a society that we address this and no longer let people hide behind the Second Amendment. And so we're going to talk about that after I talk about this. You know, people love Florida, man. You know, Calvin, people love Florida. It's warm and, man, it's beautiful. It's tropical. You know, I got some friends who live there. It's got to be nice, man. Can you imagine living in a place, man, where you got pineapple trees and orange trees and grapefruit trees and plum in almost all the yards, right? You got all this fruit, man. It's the real deal, you know. It's not the stuff that has been touched, and so it's a paradise. And so I know so many friends of mine who moved down to Florida. And Earl, man, when are you coming, man? You're wasting your life. You're up in that horrible place where it's freezing, man. Do you know it's January, man? It's 75 degrees, man. Come on down. Hey, Herb, come on down, man. This is really beautiful, man. Hey, what are you missing? Hey, man, what's starting to happen in Florida is the insurance companies are now starting to charge homeowners with outlandish insurance rates, or people can't get homeowners insurance because it is a crisis. And so many homeowners are thinking, I cannot afford my homeowners insurance has quadrupled, and I can't afford to stay here anymore. I'm on fixed income. You know, I've got a home that's worth $80,000 and my homeowner's insurance is $10,000 a year. Man, who can afford that? But when you look at all the calamities that have hit Florida in the last couple of years and going to continue to hit that paradise, and Sandy and I were talking about this, I think, late last year, and people who own these properties in Florida, the insurance companies are clearly stating, hey, this insurance companies are going, homeowners insurance companies are going out of business because they can't make any money because they're paying it all out. You know, insurance companies aren't in business to pay you anything. The insurance companies are in business to collect money from you and I and not to be paying it out. So in Florida, in that paradise, you know, people are now at a point where they, you know, all the people who are moving down there are now starting to think about, hey, man, you know, this was fool's gold. You know, it was beautiful to be down here. Listen to this. It could have been the unbeatable waterfront view or a perfect perch that overlooks the jungle-like backyard. Perhaps it was a place the size of a postage stamp, but nonetheless, a roof over their heads that holds their prized possessions. Or maybe the price was just right to finally escape the rental market. There are immeasurable reasons that homeowners choose the place they call home. A safe haven, a sanctuary, a retreat, but the dream of home ownership and the stability it provides for many now feels uncertain because of the insurance crisis in Florida. Homeowners are finding their premiums are going up two or three or fourfold. Some are being suddenly dropped by their provider and forced to find new coverage, and others are learning that some providers are extremely picky about who they will cover or require a laundry list of fixes. Let's do this. Let's go. We've got some callers on the line right away. Let's go directly to my good friend David, who I know has, this is an important conversation and discussion with him. Hey, good morning, David from Mequon. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Calvin.
You are one of those folks.
So I could directly speak on that.
Yeah, I know you can.
Florida.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so what's happening is this. You got a lot of shady lawyers. You got a lot of shady contractors. They're taking advantage of the system. And I can tell you what's happened.
What do you mean?
Oh, so what's happened is, let's put it this way. You have a tremendous amount of condo associations down there. And let's say a few shingles get ripped off or blown off. The contractors then say, hey, you know what? This whole thing needs to be replaced rather than just, you know, fix some of it. And so what ends up happening is there's a tussle between that and the insurance company, and then they hire an attorney, the condo association, and say, nope, we got to have this all redone. So essentially, when some of this stuff wears out, when, you know, some of the, because, you know, it's like anything else, you need to replace roofs and windows and other things. They go a little crazy with this. And so now what's happening is there's going to be a crackdown between with some of these contractors and some of these lawyers. And because they're literally taking the insurance companies to the cleaners, no pun intended, but it's a crazy, crazy event going on down there.
So David, what about the natural disasters, man, that are causing insurance? I mean, I hear you on these other things, but it's the natural disasters, man.
Oh yeah. So if you look at Fort Myers Beach, it's interesting. People are now the people that are in these small houses from the 1950s are made out of wood. They're actually getting more money, almost as much money for bare land as what there was with the house being on there. And now what's happening is you're literally having there's a lot of people actually becoming millionaires very quickly because it's being scooped up by wealthier people. And some of these people that have chosen not to build are going to have a nice little nest egg, but they're not going to have a place on the beach anymore. And when the new building gets built, one of the things the insurance companies are saying, hey, listen, we got to go with the new building codes. You'll never see those little wooden houses being built. It's all concrete block and cement and everything else, and they got to tear it up a little bit.
So, David, so you've got a property down there. So the insurance companies continue. Mm-hmm. You understand why the insurance companies are pulling out.
Yes. Yeah, you got a lot of different things going on, but it's going to be totally remade structurally and how they're building like a little barrier island and other stuff. And there's a lot of money that's being thrown in there,
which pushes a lot of the people who've been living there, who can no longer will not be able to afford staying there.
They're going to be pushed inland. That's what's happening right now. So if you go west of Interstate I-75,
well, we don't know what
I'm sorry, east of I-75. So basically, the main interstate.
David, we've got to go to break. Gary, okay. I see you from Sussex. Hang on. 844-967-2789 is the number. Talking about the crises in Florida right now, where the insurance companies have, you know, they're pricing people out as insurance companies are folding. We'll be right back. Gary, you're up next.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La, 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Breeze car clips right on your vent. Yeah, you know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah, breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunny skies and calm today with a high of 52. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 34 tonight. Overcast skies tomorrow, chance for scattered storms 55. Mid-60s Thursday with a chance for scattered storms. Much cooler Friday with highs in the upper 50s and showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. What a great choice, Elton John, this early in the morning. Let's go to the phone lines and Gary from Sussex. Good morning, Gary. How you doing? You say what?
I'm doing well, Earl. How are you doing? You sound like you're doing okay.
Yeah,
it's sunny today, man. We're thinking Florida here.
Yeah.
We had Florida a couple days ago for a week. I talked to my sister. She lives in Estero, which is right down by Fort Myers. And she lives like 2 miles off the Gulf side. Okay. And when there are hurricanes there, it's really iffy for her, whether she gets some water. Sometimes she gets a lot of water. Sometimes she gets a little bit. The insurance companies are nailing the people like right on the beach type thing. People way inland, it's not bad. My sister's insurance is not really bad, and she doesn't live that far off. Now, the terrain in Florida is flat. You can literally stick a level any place, and it's like, you know, flat as a pancake. There are no hills like we have here,
right,
and stuff like that. But when you mentioned about insurance companies are out there to take money, not give money,
that's what made me...
No, Earl, come on, man. I sell furnaces. I charge people $5,000 for the furnace, but they get something from it. So it's like you saying, guys like me, HVAC, you know, HVAC guys are out there to take money and not give anything. It's like I'm not giving nothing back. Insurance companies have to stay in business. We need them, because if you don't have it, you're out $5 million, and I'd rather pay $100,000 for insurance and have my $5 million estate.
Gary, I really don't understand your way of thinking. Okay, let me say this. I don't know how you can compare what I'm talking about with insurance companies to what you do. Here's what I mean by insurance companies. So I have life insurance. I have health insurance. I have homeowners insurance. I have automobile insurance. So I'm betting that I'm going to die early. That's why I have life insurance. I'm betting that something's going to happen to my home. That's why I have homeowners insurance. I'm betting that something's going to happen to my automobile. That's why I have automobile insurance. And insurance companies are betting that these things aren't going to happen because that's why they insure us. So at the root of all of it is they're betting that these things aren't going to happen. Otherwise, how can they stay in business? There is no comparison. There is no comparison with you putting in a furnace and an insurance company that is now saying.
I know, but Earl, it's not comparing. I'm just saying that you said insurance companies are made so they can collect money but not pay it out.
That's correct.
They understand they're going to be paying. No, they understand they're going to be paying out. It's like you go to a casino, you know the casino is going to make more money than lose money. Because
don't compare insurance to a casino. A casino, we know what they are. We know the whole purpose of that. So how do you compare that? Man,
Earl, come on, man. We're on the same.
We're not on the same page here.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
We are. I agree with you. But insurance companies are in business to make money.
That's what I said.
No, but you said insurance companies are not supposed to take money. I mean, they're supposed to take money but not pay it out. Of course they're going to pay it out. They know they're going to pay it out.
Hey, Gary.
You know?
They cannot stay in business if they're paying out the money. Which is why
right,
so many
make,
insurance
companies
which is why so many insurance companies in Florida have folded the tent. Because they're paying out more money because of the calamities that keep happening in Florida.
And that's true. I
know. Well, then what are you arguing about? That's the point I'm making.
I'm not arguing.
I know, but I mean,
Earl,
I'm saying, what is the debate? You missed the point, my friend.
The way you said it was they're supposed to collect money, not pay money out. No. They're supposed to pay a certain percentage. They're supposed to make probably a third. How do you know what they're supposed to make, Gary?
What do you know the bottom line is?
I got to go to break, man.
I got to go to break. Thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief. Just in, a court in Moscow is upholding the detention of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich on spying charges. He appeared in court in a glass cage to appeal his detention today. Here in the U.S., an 84-year-old white man in Missouri has been charged with two felony counts, assault in the first degree and armed criminal action, after allegedly firing at a black teenager who rang his doorbell by mistake. CBS's Matt Piper.
Jarl, who's 16 and was in the school band, was shot in the head and arm, but did survive. Neighbors are outraged at how it all transpired.
Nobody should be harmed, shot at, or killed because they ring a doorbell.
A grand jury in Ohio's voted not to indict 8 police officers who fired more than 90 rounds into Jalen Walker, a black driver who tried to run away after an attempted traffic stop. Akron Police Chief Steve Milette.
The jurors ultimately determined that our officers did not commit a crime when they encountered Mr. Walker.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's clergy abuse hotline has led to charges against 3 accused predators. Attorney General Josh Call says prosecutors filed formal charges last week in 2 cases and formalized accusations against a 3rd priest who had died. Call says about 250 people have called in with reports of abuse since the hotline went live 2 years ago. Frozen strawberries are making people sick with hepatitis A. The tainted fruit came from Trader Joe's, Costco, and other stores. The strawberries were sold under labels like Kirkland Signature, Trader Joe's, and Simply Nature. The FDA has linked the outbreak to farms in Baja California, Mexico. In sports, the Brewers beat Seattle last night 7-3. Colin Rhea starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
It's time to take your fitness to the next level. Join Brew City CrossFit in downtown Milwaukee. Brew City CrossFit offers a variety of safe, fun, and effective daily workouts that will challenge and transform you. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, their skilled trainers will help you reach your fitness goals. You can even schedule a free trial class by logging on to BrewCityCrossFit.com. What are you waiting for? BrewCityCrossFit.com. Brew City CrossFit, Milwaukee's number one CrossFit gym.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants. Hillary Clinton and her cohorts orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Sail.
to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Want to say good morning to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM. I want to say good morning to WGBW in Green Bay, 1590 AM, 97.9 FM. And also to Waukesha, the Shaw, 540 AM and 101 FM. You know, I was talking about before we went to break about the fact that the insurance costs have soared in Florida, and people are being priced out of Florida because they can't afford the homeowner's insurance, and not, you know, being blaming insurance companies. You know, they are in business to make money, regardless of what my friend Gary from Sussex says. It's a fact. They're in business to make money, as all businesses are. And so they're in business to not have to pay out more than they're taking in. Understandable. But what is happening is it is pricing people out of living in Florida. Understandably so, because all of the calamities, and people are starting to leave because they can't afford to live in that paradise. Speaking of people living in paradise, hey, Tom from L.A., what's going on, man? You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, Gary, you almost got it. You're halfway there. First off, a corporation is in business to make money. That is true. Now, we have something called public, and we have something called private. Private would be that business that the only function it has is to make money.
Him,
and to
meaning
make a
him,
profit.
His business.
His business. Or any of these insurance companies, or any of these, health insurance companies and colleges and things like this that are for profit, that are there to make money. And that's why the public, the difference between private and public, is that public means that it's not there to make profit. It means that it's there for the common good of we the people. That's why our tax dollars go towards things that are public. It means non-profit. And the thing is, Gary's almost got it, except for Gary, here's the problem. Now you got monopolies. There isn't even competition. There isn't even opportunity for competition in the marketplace, because you got these behemoth corporations that haven't paid any taxes. And now all of a sudden they're larger than ever before. And there is no type of government, I guess, that has all been paid off to actually regulate or put the referees on the field to make sure that these people don't gouge people. So the thing is, we need a public education system for colleges. We need a public health care system where everyone is Medicare for all.
So Tom, I'm not opposed. So the subject and the issue is that in Florida, this paradise, where so many people have mm-hmm. moved over yep. the last three decades, are now facing uncertainty because, you know, the place that they moved to, they can't afford it anymore because the insurance costs have gone through the roof. And so whereas everybody was heading.
You would think those people would care about the climate, right, Earl?
Well, you know, man, they care about the fact that there are no state taxes. They care about the fact, you know, the kinds of things that my dollar goes a lot further and I'm living in paradise. But along the road to that, they have had to deal with these monumental calamities that now impairs their ability to live in this serene paradise.
Because of climate catastrophe.
Well, yes. that's what's at the root of it, Tom.
Exactly.
But so they don't want to accept that.
If they want short-term profit for long-term gain. They're just living for today. Otherwise, they will just make it so the rich are the only ones that will be able to afford
well,
insurance.
Well, and it also
they're going to charge 20 times more.
Well, it also means that, you know, the fact that, you know, so many people running down to Florida are going to rethink it now. Because if you're going to make your investment in that paradise and you're actually it's like building a house on quicksand, right? Eventually the house is going to, you know, is going to sink. Yep. And that's kind of what's happening down in Florida.
And that's what's happening.
Right.
Yeah, that's what's happening, Earl.
And the insurance companies aren't foolish. They're paying this money out, and they can't stay in business if they're paying the money. I don't know what's so difficult for Gary.
And they're trying to figure out a way to not have to pay it.
That's correct.
That's the other thing.
Tom, you're a businessman. You can't stay in business if you're paying out more than you're taking in.
Correct. And that's why we need to have a Medicare for All system, because we shouldn't have a for-profit healthcare system, because it shouldn't be about profit. It's between the doctor and yourself.
Hey, Tom, man, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. So I want to go back to the question I put on the board at the beginning of the show, and that's whether or not we should keep hiding behind the Second Amendment rights while all of these horrible things are happening. I don't know if you guys heard about this horrible incident in Kansas City where a young 16-year-old boy went to the wrong house. He went to pick up his sister, had the wrong address, a young black teen, an 85-year-old man, looked out the door. Young man rang the doorbell. 85-year-old guy pulled his gun and shot this young man. For what? Well, he rang the doorbell at the wrong house. And not only did he do that, but he then opened the door and shot the young boy while he was on the ground. Now, he's been hiding or tried to hide behind the Castle Doctrine law. The police arrested him and then turned around and let him go. Even in the face of all of these things, and because of a global dissent with people complaining about the fact that this man was not in jail, put in jail for attempted murder, he was freed. And only after the hue and cry and outrage of people all over the world did then the district attorney of this town in Kansas City arrest this gentleman, and he faces these charges. Now, let me read a little bit about it. An 85-year-old white man who shot a black teen at his front door in Kansas City, Missouri, has been charged with armed assault in a case that has spawned protests and community outrage. The Clay County prosecutor said Monday. Prosecuting attorney Zachary Thompson said at a news conference that there was a racial component. And just for those of you who don't know, Zachary Thompson is a white district attorney, that there was a racial component to the incident last Thursday night in which Andrew Lester twice shot 16-year-old Ralph Yarl, who is recovering at home after being released Sunday from the hospital. Young boy was shot in the head. Nothing in the charging document says the shooting was racially motivated, Thompson clarified. We understand how frustrating this has been, but I can assure the criminal justice system is working and will continue to work, Thompson said. Now, I didn't get a chance to talk about the 24 people who were shot in Alabama over the weekend, four murdered at a 16-year-old birthday party. Again, some deranged person with access to a gun comes to this birthday party and unloads on all of those young people, murdering four. They don't know yet, I guess, who the person was or why he did what he did. But again, another foolish man with a gun doing his thing. Here's another one, Florida. This was yesterday. Two dads exchange gunfire in Florida road rage fight, injuring kids. People with their guns who somehow believe that and derive their power from their guns. Enough of this craziness, this foolishness. When is this ever going to come to an end? The question again on the table is, when are we going to stop allowing people to hide behind this misunderstood Second Amendment rights to own guns? Because after all the carnage that happens, and I do say misunderstanding on what that means, with all of the shootings and killings that continue to go on in this nation, when are we going to say enough? When are we going to say enough? What is going to be the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back? Or are we going to continue to be a nation that sticks our heads in the sand until it's our loved one that gets murdered by the gun? Over and over and over and over in this nation, we tolerate it. And then, worse yet, a segment of the population, unfortunately, many politicians who don't want to even address it are Republican politicians. Look, they just had the NRA clown show. And people bowing down to the National Rifle Association because they give money to elect them. And they hide behind the fact that the NRA is giving them money, whoring themselves. That's what the politricksters are doing, making whores of themselves. Or is it the NRA that's making whores of the politicians who go down and bow down? Donald Trump. There. What's the guy's name from Ron DeSantis, the top two seeking the Republican nomination, bowing down, being whored by the NRA. I know what I'm saying is harsh, but we're talking about people being slaughtered in this country. And we can't get one Republican. Oh, there is one Republican, female, who said enough already. The rest of them don't have the courage. Don't have the courage to even take on a flea. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Karina, I see you. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. When are you going to have enough? We'll be right back.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that for Breeze Car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Breeze Car clips right on your vent. Yeah, you know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah. Breathe happy for Breeze. La 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 la.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with a high of 52. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. 34 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 55. Chance for scattered storms Thursday. Chance for scattered showers on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, just talking about the NRA this past weekend, three-day event in Indianapolis. You know, former President Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence, Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and all horroring themselves. And trying to make it clear to the gun lobbies that killing babies, the slaughter of babies in this country, don't matter. The continued slaughter of the elderly, of the innocent people in this country, don't matter. Because we're with you. This is what they're telling the NRA. We're the Republicans. We stand with you. Never mind all of these people being slaughtered and murdered. They don't matter. Their families don't matter. But you, the NRA, and you, the gun manufacturers, are more important. I don't care what anybody says. That's exactly what these politicians or politricksters are saying when they, in the face of all of this slaughter and pain and suffering of the American people, these people are cowards. And yet, there are people who are willing to vote for him. Let's go to the phone lines and Karina. Hey, Karina, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. You know what? I want to say something. Maybe people will not going to like it. But remember
they never like.
Right. Remember how fight a war started. I mean, we know perfectly well there were people, majority of that was African-American community, who were dying from opiate all those years nobody paid attention to. Until rich and powerful kids start dying. Remember, in, I don't know if you know, about maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, in Milwaukee, all the taxis had the license, and it was practically impossible to get that license because it was just a number of licenses, and people were selling to each other for like $50,000 and things like that.
Right.
Until the kid from one of the rich and powerful of the government stuck somewhere in the ghetto, tried to get the taxi, and nobody will go there. And then that rich and powerful person went and changed the law and said anyone who wants to apply can get the taxi license. So, unfortunately, in this country, we have to wait when rich and powerful start killing each other.
Well, you know, your
otherwise, nothing is going to happen.
Karina, your point is absolutely valid. Because, again, the fact that people keep hiding behind this Second Amendment rights as the slaughter continues. And I said this, if you look at the percentage of children and gun death is the number one thing that kills children in this country. And the percentages of black children who are dying from gunshots is outlandish. Totally, maybe 20 times, 30 times the number of white children being killed by gunshots. And yet, this is all acceptable in this society. It's, the society is full of cowards. Because if you can't stop something as stoppable as guns, killing people, people being shot dead, which can be prevented. And yet, because people don't have the courage, the politricksters don't have the courage, especially the Republicans. And yet there are people who vote Republican, knowing that what they're doing is not only unjust, it's immoral. To side with firearms producers and manufacturers over the lives of children and the elderly and innocent people is not moral. It's immoral.
Unfortunately, it feels like it, and obviously I can say it for sure, but it feels like it. Okay, those poor, those criminals, those people who cannot get their life into their level, it's okay. They can kill each other. We have enough.
Well, that's true.
This is what it is.
Well,
let them kill each other.
What else is the rationale that the most powerful nation on earth that claims to be the most righteous on earth, which wants to tell other nations about the killings that occur in their country, and yet the slaughtering that goes on uninhibited daily in this country, and we don't have people who have the courage to even call that out. And this is going to keep going on and on and on. There'll be other slaughters today and tomorrow and the next day. And as the year goes on, every day more and more and more. And yet, no courage. Now we have courage. We're ready to go to war with China, right? We're ready to go to war with Russia. Hey, how about going to war with American citizens who have all of these guns and are slaughtering people in this country? How about going to war and showing the courage to deal with that? Hey, Corinne, thank you very much as always. We got to go to the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
deserves freedom over their own body. Everyone deserves the right to choose. Everyone deserves access to quality, affordable healthcare without judgment. And everyone deserves a healthcare provider who stands firm on these beliefs. This is the Planned Parenthood experience at any one of our 22 health centers across Wisconsin that offer reproductive health care services for everyone. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. That's ppwi.org and get the care you deserve, because we will provide that care no matter what.
Todos merecen la libertad sobre su propio cuerpo. Todo el mundo merece el derecho a elegir. Todos merecen acceso a una atención médica económica y de calidad sin juicios. Y todos merecen un proveedor de atención médica que se mantenga firme en estas creencias. Esta es la experiencia de Planned Parenthood en cualquiera de nuestros 22 centros de salud en Wisconsin, que ofrecen servicios de salud reproductiva para todos. Haz una cita hoy en ppwi.org y obtenga la atención que se merece, porque nosotros le brindaremos esa atención.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.